What if I told you that the absolute wildest thing on the internet today isn't, a politician,
Okay, I'm listening.
but a flight simulator company intentionally infecting its own paying customers with malware to steal their Google Chrome passwords?
Wow. Yeah, that's intense.
Right. Or how about the fact that Target honestly believes a chatbot is going to, I don't know, save them from a massive existential sales slump?
Oh man. Yeah, and I mean that bizarre reality is exactly why we're doing a special Social Pulse edition for this deep dive today.
Exactly.
Our mission today isn't to just read you the news. Today, we're unpacking what the internet is actually saying and feeling about the last 24 hours of headlines.
Yeah, the real reaction.
Right, we're digging into Reddit mega threads, X commentary, YouTube debates, basically just looking for where the crowd completely disagrees with the mainstream narrative.
Yeah, but before we unpack this massive stack of sources, we do need to set some ground rules for you, the listener.
Very true.
Because, we're analyzing some highly politically charged sentiment today. We're looking at both left-wing and right-wing arguments.
Lots of strong opinions out there right now.
Totally. And we
I
are
get
not
that.
taking sides, and we are absolutely not endorsing these views. We're strictly acting as a mirror to show you the raw, unfiltered arguments playing out in the source material.
Yeah, just holding up the mirror. And we have a ton of ground to cover. We're looking at AI corporate bubbles,
Which is a whole mess on its own.
the realities of new geopolitical tariff threats, a multi-layered crisis in the aviation industry, retail traders attempting to short the entire country of South Africa,
Still can't believe that one.
and the pure exhaustion setting into the crypto markets right now.
All right, let's jump straight into the AI and tech situation because, man, the contrast between what the C-suite is doing and what the consumer is feeling is just staggering.
Oh, absolutely.
So, Target and Walmart both announced partnerships with OpenAI to try and reverse these massive sales slumps they're having. At the exact same time, the federal government is offering buyouts to shrink the workforce, while OpenAI conveniently unleashes a version of ChatGPT designed for government work.
The timing is, well, it's something.
Yeah, it really is. And my read on this retail strategy is that it completely misses the mark. I mean, giving a broke customer who is stressed about their grocery bill an AI chatbot to plan a holiday movie night, which, by the way, is Target's actual pitch.
Yeah, that's literally their pitch.
It's like giving a drowning man a smartwatch to track his heart rate. It's incredibly high tech, sure, but it solves entirely the wrong problem.
That is a perfect analogy, and the community on the Wall Street Bets subreddit is seeing that exact same disconnect.
I bet they are having a field day with this.
Oh, they are. The retail investing crowd is directly comparing these announcements to the late 90s dot-com bubble.
Oh, dot-com 2.0.
Exactly. They recognize that just slapping AI onto a quarterly press release is a transparent attempt to boost stock prices, rather than an actual viable retail strategy.
It's all buzzwords.
Right. One user summarized the absurdity by predicting an imminent OpenAI partnership with OpenAI.
That's hilarious.
Right. The fundamental issue the crowd is pointing out is that a sophisticated tech layer just does not fix a macroeconomic crisis where the consumer base simply has no disposable income.
Yeah. People don't need a chatbot. They need cheaper eggs.
Basically, yeah.
But, that desire to paper over structural problems with untested tech gets even darker when you look at the government side of this OpenAI rollout.
Oh, definitely.
Over on the Futurism subreddit, the sentiment isn't just cynical, it is pure dread. When I hear they want a large language model running federal agencies, my mind immediately goes to that joke on Reddit that an LLM is basically a computer that is constantly on shrooms.
I love that quote.
Right. But I'm assuming people are terrified because these systems fundamentally hallucinate facts, like they make things up.
Yes, exactly. That is the core technical fear here. Large language models don't retrieve information like a database. They predict the next most likely word in a sequence.
Right, it's just fancy autocomplete.
Exactly. And because of that mechanism, they are highly prone to hallucinations, just confidently generating entirely false information.
Confidently being the key word there.
Yeah, they sound so sure of themselves. And the physics community, tech workers online, they're pointing out the sheer danger of deploying a predictive text engine to process IRS data or, adjudicate Social Security claims.
Oh man, imagine an AI denying your Social Security because it hallucinated a form.
Right. And the public is deeply uncomfortable with the idea of unaccountable algorithms handling their most sensitive survival nets, especially when it's transparently being done just to cut human labor costs.
It's just wild. And, you know, that top-down desperation to slash costs with broad, blunt tools brings us to another area where institutional decisions are clashing violently with ground-level reality.
Yeah, international trade.
Exactly. The current geopolitical standoff. So Trump is threatening Canada and Mexico with 25% tariffs starting Saturday, while simultaneously his administration is reportedly begging China's Xi Jinping for a phone call.
Yeah, the contrast there is really something.
I really want to look at the mechanics here because the sentiment on the stock subreddit is just pure exasperation.
Oh, yeah. They are losing their minds over there.
The crowd knows that a tariff isn't a bill we send to Ottawa or Mexico City. A tariff is a tax levied at the border on the American importer, who then obviously immediately passes that extra cost down to the consumer buying a car or lumber or like a pint of strawberries.
Right, exactly. And the retail investors are baffled by the institutional narrative here. I mean, you have a political campaign built almost entirely on the promise of lowering inflation, suddenly launching economic warfare against our closest supply chain allies.
That should make sense, right?
The Reddit crowd understands the simple causality. If you disrupt the flow of basic goods across immediate borders, the cost of living spikes overnight.
Just instant pain at the checkout aisle.
Yeah. They view the institutional framing of tough negotiation as a smokescreen that just completely ignores the immediate financial pain about to hit the middle class.
And the situation with China feels like a massive game of high-stakes poker where one player showed their hand way too early.
That's a good way to put it.
Right. Like, you threaten the immediate neighbors to look strong, but then quietly plead for a meeting with Beijing because we actually hold a very weak hand financially. Am I reading the macro situation correctly there?
You are. The consensus on the stock market subreddit aligns with that theory entirely. The users are looking closely at the bond market mechanics.
Okay, break that down for us.
So, the United States needs to sell roughly $6 trillion in bonds to fund its deficit. And China is one of the only entities capable of buying that debt at scale.
Ah, okay. So they hold all the cards.
Basically, Xi Jinping understands this leverage. The sentiment online is that China is playing a deliberate waiting game to save face, knowing they can afford to just wait out the silence.
Wow.
Meanwhile, American small businesses are the ones who will feel the immediate squeeze of a fractured supply chain and an unstable bond market.
Man, that tension over who actually pays the price when massive global systems clash trickles down perfectly into the aviation industry.
Oh, aviation is wild right now.
It is the wildest theater for these battles over control, and the facts today are sprawling.
Yeah, there's a lot.
First, the U.S. withdrew from the Iran nuclear deal, which instantly vaporized billions of dollars in Boeing and Airbus contracts.
Just gone.
Gone. Meanwhile, a White House social media account posted a video labeled ASMR showing chain deportees at Boeing Field, which, by the way, Elon Musk replied to with, haha, wow.
Yeah, I saw that. Just bizarre.
And in a completely separate but equally chaotic incident, a flight simulator developer called FS Labs shipped actual malware to their own customers.
The FS Labs thing is unbelievable.
Let's break down that last one first. How does a company making fake planes catch real software pirates?
Yeah, so the mechanism they used is staggering, and it's why the hobby drama subreddit is just exploding right now.
I can imagine.
To combat piracy of their high-end simulation software, FS Labs secretly injected code into their product that targeted Google Chrome.
Wait, they targeted the user's web browser?
Yes. If the software suspected you were using a pirated serial number, it ran a script to extract your saved usernames and passwords from your browser.
No way.
Way. The company then used those stolen credentials to cross-reference against popular aviation piracy forums, basically trying to out the users' real identities.
That is insane. They turned themselves into a literal malware distributor, breaking federal computer fraud laws just to protect a $140 digital airplane.
It's a massive overreaction.
It is a terrifying abuse of access. And, you know, you see that same abuse of framing on a much larger scale with the Boeing Field deportation flights.
Yeah, that pivot is jarring. But the connection is real.
Over on the Seattle subreddit, the reaction isn't even a debate about immigration policy. It is visceral disgust at the aestheticization of suffering.
Yeah, the local community is calling it pure dehumanizing propaganda, labeling a video of human beings in chains as ASMR, which is, you know, a term specifically used for relaxing, tingling audio
Yeah,
experiences.
like whispering or tapping on a mic.
Exactly. It's a gross disconnect between a government social media manager trying to chase internet trends and the grim reality playing out on the tarmac.
It's just so dystopian.
And when you look at the macro reaction on the politics subreddit regarding the Iran deal, you see a similar thread. The crowd views the lost Boeing contracts as a tip of the iceberg in a rapidly destabilizing global security environment.
Right. The money is bad, but the implications are worse.
Yeah. The overarching theme across all three of these aviation stories is the abuse of power and control. Whether it's a multi-billion dollar international treaty being torn up, human suffering being sanitized for clicks, or a software company violating digital privacy, the internet is highly sensitive to entities overstepping their boundaries right now.
Well, speaking of overstepping boundaries and taking insane financial risks, I have to talk about the user on Wall Street Bets, who boldly declared they are going to short the entire country of South Africa.
Oh my God, yes. That thread is legendary.
I saw the massive thesis they posted about why the South African economy is doomed. But I really want to understand the mechanics here. You can't just log into Robinhood and borrow shares of Cape Town.
Sadly, no.
So how is a retail trader mechanically betting against a sovereign nation?
They're operating in the foreign exchange, or Forex, market.
Okay.
The mechanism basically works like this.
Yeah.
The trader borrows a massive amount of South African rands from a broker and immediately uses those rands to buy U.S. dollars.
Right. I'm following.
Their bet is that the South African economy will collapse, causing the value of the rand to just plummet. If the rand crashes, the trader can eventually buy back the rands they owe for a fraction of the cost, return them to the broker, and keep the massive pile of U.S. dollars as pure profit.
That is wildly ambitious.
Extreme.
But the reactions on the subreddit are fantastic. Someone commented, "Oh God, WSB has discovered Forex trading. We truly are living in the darkest timeline."
Yeah, giving those guys access to Forex is terrifying.
It really is. But the South African commenters who chimed in actually agreed that their economy is a mess. But they pointed out this incredible, stubborn resilience the country has.
Yeah, that was fascinating to read.
It makes me think of an analogy. Shorting a developing nation is like betting against a cockroach. You look at the environment, it seems completely toxic. The math says it should be doomed. But the macroeconomics involve millions of human beings adapting to hardship. It survives the apocalypse every single time.
That's spot on. And the crowd was quick to remind the original poster of a classic market adage adapted for this specific scenario. South Africa can stay irrational longer than you can stay solvent.
Wow, yeah.
Just because a nation's infrastructure looks terrible on paper does not mean the currency will collapse on a retail trader's specific timeline. The community recognizes that betting against the sheer survival instinct of an emerging market is historically a very, very fast way to bankrupt yourself.
That idea of stubborn resilience in the face of absolute disaster is the perfect bridge to what is happening with Bitcoin right now.
Oh, absolutely. The crypto space is exhausted.
Retail investors have survived so many crashes that the traditional financial triggers have just stopped working on them. The headlines today describe Bitcoin as simultaneously plunging and soaring back to $41,000 after a leaked Biden executive order.
The media really doesn't know what verbs to use anymore.
Right. And right next to that, Bloomberg published a report confidently predicting a $400,000 Bitcoin price.
Yeah. And if you visit the cryptocurrency subreddit, the prevailing emotion isn't excitement. It is profound psychological exhaustion.
They are just over it.
Totally. The community is actively mocking the mainstream media's hyperbolic vocabulary. They're pointing out the mathematical absurdity of a headline claiming Bitcoin soars 10%, immediately following a 50% crash.
Yeah, context matters.
To the crypto crowd, massive percentage swings are just background noise now. One user perfectly encapsulated the mood, stating, "If I could attach crypto news headlines to my heart pump, I'd die on any given Tuesday."
I love that quote so much. The numbness is so real.
It really is.
And when the community looks at that Bloomberg prediction of $400,000, they don't see validation. They see a trap. They are dismissing it as institutional hopium.
Yeah, copium and hopium are the words of the day over there.
Exactly. And if I'm understanding the mechanics of their skepticism, when they say Wall Street is looking for exit liquidity, they mean these massive financial firms are publishing wildly bullish reports, specifically to hype up the asset and create a surge of retail buyers.
Mm.
They need that influx of naive cash so the institutions can dump their own bags and secure their profits without tanking the price, leaving the everyday investor holding all the losses.
That is the exact mechanism they're warning against. It highlights a really fascinating shift in market maturity.
How so?
Well, for a decade, the grassroots crypto community begged for traditional finance to legitimize their asset, you know, institutional money.
Right, right.
But now that the institutional money, the executive orders, and the Bloomberg reports have finally arrived, the original believers feel completely alienated. The sentiment suggests the Wild West days of a financial rebellion are over, co-opted by the very corporate entities that technology was designed to bypass.
It's ironic, isn't it? When you pull all of these threads together, an incredibly clear picture emerges today.
Yeah, it really does.
The C-suite thinks an AI chatbot will solve poverty. The government thinks a 25% tariff is just a harmless negotiating tactic. An aviation company thinks malware is an acceptable form of copyright protection. And Wall Street thinks retail traders are just exit liquidity. What is the ultimate takeaway from the internet's reaction to all of this?
The true through line of today's deep dive is the massive gulf between systemic disconnect and ground truth.
Ground truth, yeah.
The institutions, whether corporate, governmental, or financial, are entirely optimizing for optics. They want the press release, the political talking point, or the hyped-up stock chart. But the social sentiment, the people actually commenting on Reddit and X, are the ones who have to live with the real-time consequences.
They actually feel it.
Exactly. The crowd is no longer buying the official story because they can see the underlying causality. They see the inflation hitting their grocery bills, the supply chain dread, and the privacy violations in real time.
And for you, listening right now, that is why tuning into the Social Pulse is so vital. You are endlessly bombarded with polished narrative designed to manipulate your spending or your vote. But by analyzing what the crowd is actually saying and understanding the mechanics behind their skepticism, you build an incredibly effective bullshit detector.
You really do.
Social sentiment has become the only real-time indicator of consequences in a world that is obsessed with optics.
Knowledge becomes power when you learn to spot those underlying mechanisms. And I want to leave you with one final provocative thought to mull over.
Oh, I'm ready.
We just spent this entire deep dive analyzing how everyday humans react to and often mock corporate spin and algorithmic news.
Right.
But with Target, Walmart, and the federal government rushing to replace human analysis with AI, what happens to the global markets when the large language models, which are trained on our social sentiments, start making real-world decisions based on the very sarcasm, hopium, and exhausted jokes we post on Reddit?
Oh my.
Are we going to see an AI intentionally crash a market sector because it couldn't tell the difference between a legitimate financial strategy and a deeply sarcastic meme on Wall Street bets?
That is a terrifying but completely plausible scenario. An AI taking our sarcasm literally and shorting the entire global economy.
It could happen.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Keep your eyes open, keep analyzing the mechanisms behind the headlines, and always keep questioning the narrative. We will catch you next time.